106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Phil McDonald back in Portage. We get ready to tip things off. It is Lakeshore and Portage Central tonight on Southwest Michigan's Sports Leaders as we take a look at tonight's starting lineup. First of all, for Portage Central and head coach Ray Robinson, his guards are Smith Moore, who was a senior, sophomore Grant Pickhart, and junior Zach McDonald. The two forwards are senior Hunter Young and junior Luke Lido. Again, the guards are Smith Moore, Grant Pickhart, and Zach McDonald. The forwards are Hunter Young and Luke Lido. For Lakeshore and head coach Sean Schrader, his guards are Grant Riddell, Grant a 6 foot junior. The other guard is 6 foot junior J.J. Bushu. The two forwards are 6'4 senior Ben Brower, 6'3 senior Jacoby Young, and the starting center is 6'3 senior Dylan Clem. Again, the Lancer guards are J.J. Bushu and Grant Riddell. The forwards are Jacoby Young and Ben Brower. The starting center is Dylan Clem. Those are the starters. We're about ready to tip things off. It is Lakeshore and Portage Central tonight here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the WSJM Sports app, and online at WSJMSports.com. Lakeshore in their road black uniforms trimmed in red and white. Portage Central in the home white uniforms trimmed in blue and gold. Luke Lido to jump for Central. Dylan Clem to set jump for Lakeshore. We are ready to go. 10-0 Lakeshore, 9-0 Central, and the opening tip is taken by Portage Central. Smith Moore will have it out high. Give it left side for Grant Pickhart. Pickhart will drive it in from there. Get it to the top of the key. Lido, a three-point jumper. Rims out, no good. And Dylan Clem, the rebound for Lakeshore. Quickly into the offensive end. Here come the Lancers. Jacoby Young in between the circles. We'll get it to Clem. Dylan backs in from the free throw line. Spins, lays it up. Got it! No, they're going to say before the shot, a foul on Portage Central. So the Mustangs with the foul. No bucket for Clem. It'll be Lakeshore basketball underneath. And the Central foul. It's on Alex Bowman, his first. Team's first. Lakeshore to inbound underneath. He comes out to Brower. To Bushu. Now J.J. in the high right wing to set up the offense. Central in the man-to-man. Brower right side in front of the Central bench. Bounces it along the baseline to Clem. Dylan looks down low. Nothing there. Back it out to Brower. And Benji to reset the offense from the right wing. Around the perimeter. Hash mark left side. Here's Bushu. J.J. to the top of the key. Goes right side. Riddell fakes the three to the free throw line. Grant's jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Central the rebound. Pickhart with it quickly into the offensive end. Drives the lane, lays it up to the left hand, rolls out, no good. Jacoby Young, the rebound for Lakeshore. Get it to Bushu. Left side to Brower. Ben will drive it in, lay it up, and got it. Ben Brower, the lay-in, and Lakeshore takes the early 2-0 lead. Central quickly up over the timeline. Smith Moore. Go left side for Pickhart. Right side, Lido, one-on-one against Brower. Dump it right side of the lane. Spinning jumper, no good for Alex Bowman. And the rebound comes out to Lakeshore. Brower from the left side. Cannot find an opening to drive, so bring it out high. Now Clem, right side of the lane. Give and go to Young. Jacoby, box right side, lays it in. Jacoby Young with two. It's an early 4-0 Lakeshore lead. Central the basketball. Moore to walk it up the right sideline for the Mustangs. Almost 2 minutes gone here in the opening quarter. Lido looks left side for Pickhart. Comes out high to McDonald. Now back to Pickhart on the high right wing. Right side, Lido. To the top of the key. We'll find Hunter Young to the free throw line. His pull-up jumper no good. Gets his own rebound. Get it to Lido, top of the key for three. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Riddell skies for the defensive rebound. Get it to Bushu. J.J. quickly down the right side for the Lancers to Riddell. Grant in the high left wing. Leave it off for Jacoby Young. Young, top of the key to Brower. Ben looks over to coach Sean Schrader. See what he wants the Lancers to do. He'll leave it off for Bushu. J.J. in between the circles. Under 5.5 minutes to go. First quarter. Lakeshore the basketball up by 4-0. Bushu near the hash mark left side. We'll bring it to the free throw line. Penetration denied there, so we'll bring it back out to the top of the key and reset the Lancer offense. J.J. will go to Young. Jacoby left side to Riddell. Grant thinking about a three. Instead, he'll drive to the free throw line and then travels with it, looking for the outlet pass. And the turnover will give it back to Central. on the dead ball. Substitution for the Mustangs. Ryan Dorf will check in. Portage Central the basketball. They trail it 4-0. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. In the top of the key, they'll toss it left side to Moore. Smith will drive the baseline, lay it up. It's deflected, and the loose ball picked up by Lakeshore. Clem will get it to Bushu. J.J. sprints into the offensive end, bounce it right side. The ball is knocked out of bounds. They say last touch by Lakeshore. It's going to go to Central. Mustangs will inbound along the baseline in the backcourt. Great crowd here at Portage Central High School for this battle of undefeateds in the battle for the top spot in the Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference West Division. Moore out high. We'll leave it now in between the circles for Young. Hunter one-on-one against Jacoby Young. Left side to Moore. Wants to work off a screen in front of the Lakeshore bench to the top of the key. Toledo, top of the key. He go left side to Young in the corner. He'll lose it out of bounds, and the turnover is going to give it back to Lakeshore. Almost halfway through the first quarter, 4-0 is the Lakeshore lead. Lancers the basketball. Bushu will walk it up over the timeline for the red and white. To Jacoby Young. Jacoby, right wing to Clem. Dillon not going to take that shot. To Bushu, left side for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Central. Grant Pickard quickly into the offensive end. Pickard, right side to Young. Picked up by Jacoby Young defensively. Toledo now left side. A three-point jumper for Central is good. For Ryan Dorf. The other end, Grant Riddell will drive from the right side. His shot is deflected, and the loose ball is picked up by Central. And here come the Mustangs, and a reaching foul on Lakeshore trying to get it back. That's got the Central fans up on their feet. Lakeshore fouls on Grant Riddell, his first. Team's first. Central to inbound from the far side. In the backcourt. Coming up on 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lakeshore leads it 4-3, Central the basketball. Moore to walk it into the front court. As he dribbles it to the left side, one-on-one against Riddell. To the top of the key. His pass intercepted by J.J. Bushu. Here come the Lancers. Bushu to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Pickard for Central. Mustangs want to run. Moore from the left side. Wants to go baseline. Denied by Riddell. He'll get it left side for Dorf. Ryan back out high. Left side to Moore. Now back to Pickard to reset the offense. Lido, right side to Young. Back to Lido, right side of the lane. Follow away jumper off the glass. It rolls out, no good. Riddell, another defensive rebound to Bushu. JJ to the left side. To Brower. Top of the key, Clem. Right side, Riddell. 2:45 to go first quarter. Lakeshore up 4-3 with the basketball. Bushu left side, not going to take that three-point jumper. He's picked up by Young defensively. We're going to have a foul, a screen. And I think it's going to be a foul on Portage Central trying to fight off the screen. Grant Pickard a push, his first, team second. Substitution for Lakeshore. Jonathan Worsham will check in for the first time tonight. Substitution for Portage Central, Justin Wright will check in for the first time tonight. Lakeshore the basketball. Jacoby Young top of the key to Clem. Dillon looks down low to Young. Jacoby will turn, lay it up. No good. The rebound to Pickard for Portage Central. Mustangs the basketball down by one. 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Pickard to walk it down the left side for the Mustangs. To the top of the key. Wants to drive. He's denied by Bushu. Keeps the dribble. Pickard again looks to drive. Spinning jumper right side of the lane. Travels with it. Great defense by J.J. Bushu. And the turnover is going to give it back to Lakeshore. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Bushu to the right wing for the Lancers. Finds an opening now into the corner right side. He'll get it to Worsham. Jonathan out high to Young. Now to Brower. Back to Worsham at the top of the key right side to Bushu in front of the central bench and Coach Ray Robinson. J.J. will drive the lane, lay it up, and no good. Clem the offensive rebound. Stolen away by Luke Lido, and here comes Portage Central. Mustangs the basketball down by one. Corner left side. Here's Dorf. Dribbles away from traffic. High right wing Pickard. Right side to McDonald. Back to Pickard, right wing. Three-point jumper rattles out, no good. Ben Brower the rebound for Lakeshore. Leaves it off for Bushu. JJ down the left side. Top of the key, Clem. Right side to Worsham. Jonathan looks down low. Nothing there. We'll get it to Clem. Free throw line extended right side. Back out to Brower near the midcourt circle. Benji one-on-one against Justin Wright. Now a nice give and go. Right side back to Brower. Ben will lay it up and good. Ben Brower's got four. 6-3 is the Lakeshore lead. Central the basketball. Under a minute to go in the opening quarter. Pickard get it to Lito in the right wing. Left side to McDonald. Back to Lito working in the high right wing. One-on-one against Brower. Luke eyeing the situation down low. Leave it off for Wright. Back to Lito with 40 seconds to go. Right side, he finds Dorf. Ryan comes back out around the perimeter left side. Get it to Pickard. Wants to drive. Lost it on the floor. And the loose ball picked up by Lakeshore. Here's J.J. Bushu right side. Lays it up and good. Bushu, his second, first point of the bucket of the night. He's got two. It's an 8-3 Lakeshore lead. And Central the basketball. Right side, Lito, 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Luke will drive it into the lane and lay it up, and no good before the shot. A whistle and a foul on Lakeshore. Lancer foul is on Jacoby Young. Jacoby is first, team second. Before the inbound pass, Brent Gondorzik will check into the lineup for Lakeshore. And for Portage Central, Hunter Young is back in. Central will inbound along the baseline. Here's Lito. He has it near the hash mark right side. Leaves it off for Pickard. 5 seconds to go. Grant near the midcourt circle to the left wing. Deep three-point jumper. Rims in and out. No good. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. We will take a break. We played one in Portage. A score. Lakeshore 8, Portage Central 3 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
It's a glorious day in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Auto Group. Store in beautiful downtown Dowagiac, beautiful downtown Bridgman, and the home store in Benton Harbor. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles on the lot ready to go. Fully Carfax, fully warrantied, fully serviced. And we always sell the best for less. So stop on down today. Pick out what you like and we'll take care of the rest. We'll have you rolling down the road. Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy, Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Zielke Homes and Improvements and the NECA Contractors and Electrical Workers of Local 153. Bill McDonald back in Portage. We've played one quarter in the Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference West Division Showdown. The boys portion of our doubleheader. It is Lakeshore 8, Portage Central 3. We go back to our studios quickly. Nathaniel Bauer has got a scoreboard update for us. Nathaniel.
Boys after one, St. Joe leads Portage Northern 10-8. Bill?
Thank you for your generous donation.
All right, Nathaniel, thank you. Alternate possession to begin the second quarter belongs to Lakeshore. Lancers lead it 8-3 with the basketball. Grant Gondorzik will get it to Ben Brower. Now to J.J. Bushu. J.J. to the free throw line. Back to Gondorzik. Bouncing along the baseline to Clem. Dillon backs into the paint. Outlet pass intercepted by Portage Central. Here comes Smith Moore. Right side, he finds Drake Drews. Drews will get it to Lito. Into the paint. Bounce pass down low. Layup no good for Drews. And the loose ball picked up by Lakeshore. Bushu will leave it off for Gondorzik, and Grant will dribble it away from traffic, bring it out to the midcourt circle, and he gets his offensive instructions on the other side of midcourt from Coach Sean Schrader to Bushu. JJ top of the key, right side to Worsham. Jonathan hash mark right side will get it back to Gondorzik. Martin Grant to reset the offense. To Bushu, hash mark left side. Almost a minute gone here in the second quarter. Lakeshore leads it 8-3. They're on 106-1 and 1400 WSJM. St. Joseph Bettenhaber. Bushu from the left side. Finds an opening. Drives it into the lane. Loses it out of bounds. And it's out of bounds off Lakeshore. It'll go to Portage Central. 8-3 is the Lakeshore lead. Central inbound in the backcourt. Uncontested. Lakeshore back into their half-court defense. Smith Moore to walk it up over the timeline for the Mustangs. Go left side for Grant Pickhart. Pickhart one-on-one against Gondrezek. Right wing, he finds Drews. Top of the key, Pickhart travels with it, trying to make his way toward the lane. The turnover is going to give it back to Lakeshore. On the dead ball, Alex Bowman will check back into the lineup for Portage Central. Jake Drews will check out. Almost a minute and a half gone here in the second quarter. It's Lakeshore 8-3 over Portage Central. Full court pressure. Lancers will break it. Gondrezek dribbling near midcourt. Get it to Clem. Dillon right side of the lane to Worsham. Jonathan's jumper is good. Jonathan Worsham, his first bucket. He's got two, and it's a 10-3 Lakeshore lead. Central the basketball. Under 6.5 minutes to go in the half. Left side, Pickhart for Central. Fakes the three, looks to drive. And we're going to have a jump ball. Tie up. Alternate possession is going to keep it with Portage Central. Mustangs will inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. 6:17 to go in the half before they inbound. Substitution for the Mustangs. Ryan Dorf will re-enter the lineup. Grant Pickhart will check out. Mustangs to inbound underneath. They get it left side for Lido. Luke into the corner left side. Dorf, a three-point jumper, rattles out, no good. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound. No, a jump ball, and the alternate possession is going to give it to Lakeshore. Lancers will have it, up seven, almost 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. For an inbound, we've got a timeout. Central will step aside. 6:09 to go in the half. Lakeshore 10, Portage Central 3 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
When your ride is repaired at AIR, Advanced Import Repair, it's not the work of some kid still learning to turn a wrench. It's in the skillful hands of owner John Van Landingham. And that's important because John has earned advanced master level certifications. So whether it's an oil change or a major repair, you can breathe easy with AIR. Specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, and Mazda, but every make and model's welcome. Breathe easy with AIR, Advanced Import Repair. M139, Benton Harbor.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the Portage Central timeout, 6:09 to go in the half. It's Lakeshore 10, Portage Central 3, and the Lancers the basketball. Coming out of the timeout, the inbound along the baseline in the backcourt. Three-quarter court pressure. Worsened on the right side for Lakeshore to get it into the offensive end. Out near the midcourt circle, here's Gondrezek. Grant slowly walks it toward the top of the key. Surveys the situation. Goes right side to Worsham. Top of the key, Bushu. JJ leaves it off for Brower. Back to Bushu. Hash mark left side. Looks down low. Nothing there. Top of the key, Gondrezek. He'll back it out. Now steps up to the line. Three-point jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Brower, the offensive rebound. And he is tied up. We've got a jump ball. The alternate possession will give it to Central. Substitution for Portage Central. It's Grant Pickhart will re-enter the lineup for Coach Ray Robinson and the Mustangs. 5.5 minutes to go till halftime. Lakeshore 10, Portage Central 3, and the Mustangs to basketball. Miller from the left side. Toss it right side. Now into the right wing. Pickhart, three-point jumper off the back of the rim. No, gets his own rebound. Put back up is good. Grant Pickhart, his first bucket of the night. He's got two. It's a 10-5 Lakeshore lead. Lancers the basketball. Here's J.J. Bushu from the left side. He'll sprint in, lay it up with the right hand, and good. J.J. Bushu drives from the left side. He's got four. It's a 12-5 Lakeshore lead. Central the basketball. 5 minutes to go till halftime. Pickhart right side, one-on-one against Bushu. Looks to drive. He's denied. Get it right side of the lane to Bowman. Back to Pickhart. Bowman top of the key. He's going to leave it off for Young. Hunter, drive it in from the left wing, lay it up, and it rolls out, no good. Gets his own rebound, the follow is good. Hunter Young's got two. It's a 12-7 Lakeshore lead. Lancers the basketball. Coming up on 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. 12-7 is the Lakeshore lead, and the Lancers the basketball. Bushu, hash mark left side, will get it out to Brower. Now he'll leave it off for Gondorizic. Right side, Worsham, hash mark right side. Jonathan dribbles to the top of the key. Goes left side, Gondorizic, back out to Bushu and JJ to reset the offense to Brower. Ben goes right side to Worsham. Works off a screen. The right wing, three-point jumper is in and out, no good. And the rebound, Portage Central, Grant Pickhart. Quickly down the right sideline. Pickhart shovel pass right side. Young for three. Got it! Hunter Young's got a three-pointer. He's got 5 points. Lakeshore lead is down to two. 12-10. Under 4 minutes to go till halftime. Riddell, leave it off. I should say Bushu will leave it off for Gondorizic. Grant at the top of the key right side to Jonathan Worsham. Jonathan in front of the central bench, bounced it to Clem. Dillon goes baseline, follow away, jumper right side of the lane, rolls out, no good. Power the rebound, stolen away by Central. Here comes Pickard in the offensive end. That ball's tipped away by Bushu, scramble for the loose ball, it comes to Central. And now, let's see, we're going to have a jump ball or a foul.
Timeout.
Nope, instead it's going to be a timeout. Portage Central will step aside. 3:27 to go in the half. Lakeshore 12, Portage Central 10 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Nothing out of Detroit disappoints. So when the Motor City names a pizza, you know it's delicious. The all-new Detroit-style pizza from Pizza Hut is loaded to capacity with cheese, generous amounts of toppings, and a crisp crust on the edges. Straight out of the D. The all-new Detroit-style pizza is just $13.99. With a rectangular thick crust, you'll want to grab yours today. Call, walk in, or dine in at your local hometown Pizza Hut. So big, the internet can't handle it yet. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
3:27 to go, second quarter. Lakeshore 12, Portage Central 10 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM. St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. Central will inbound along the far sideline in the offensive end. Grant Pickard to toss it in. Get it out to Smith Moore. Smith near the midcourt circle. Will be picked up by Jonathan Worsham defensively. Goes left side. Leaves it off for Bowman. Three-point jumper rattles out. No good. Rebound to Young. Stolen away by Worsham. And here comes Lakeshore. Lancers up by two with the basketball. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the half. Battle for first place here in the division. Both teams coming in undefeated on the season and in division play. Brower goes right side to Worsham. Jonathan in front of the central bench. Dribbles it to the top of the key around the perimeter. To Brower. Benji comes back out high to Bushu. JJ right wing to Worsham. Right side to Gondorizic. Grant to the free throw line. Off balance jumper. Rims in and out. No good. And the rebound Portage Central and Grant Pickhart. Pickhart quickly into the offensive end. Left side to Bowman. 3-point jumper rattles out. No good. Central the rebound. Get it to the top of the key. Pickhart goes left side again. Another 3-point jumper. This one is good for Hunter Young. Young, his second three-pointer of the night. He's got 8 points, 13-12. Portage Central, the one-point lead, their first lead of the night. Now Dillon Clem will drive right side of the lane, lay it up, no good, but he's fouled on the shot. Dillon's going to go to the line to shoot two. Central foul is on Ryan Dorf, his first, team's third. Dillon Clem to the line to shoot two for Lakeshore. Dillon's first trip to the line tonight. First one is good. Dillon, a good free throw shooter on the season. His first point ties the ball game at 13. Jacoby Young's going to re-enter the lineup for Lakeshore. One more free throw coming up for Clem. Second free throw is good, and Lakeshore regains the lead. 14-13, now 2:20 to go in the half. Pickhart jog it up over the timeline, brings it to the top of the key to Lido left side. Luke looks along that far sideline, leaves it off for Ryan Dorf, brings it to the top of the key, back right wing to Pickhart. Looks for the give and go along the baseline. Nice defense by Jacoby Young to prevent that from happening. Pickhart goes left side, Lido, tries to drive the baseline, now he'll kick it into the right wing. Dorf for three, off the front of the rim, no good. Loose ball rebound, tracked down by Hunter Young. Central maintains position, or possession, check that. 14-13 is the Lakeshore lead. Lido from the right side. Leaves it far right side for Zach McDonald. Around the perimeter left side, he finds Pickard. Top of the key, Lido for three. Got it. Leek Lido, his first bucket, comes outside the arc. He's got three. 16-14, Portage Central, the two-point lead. That's their biggest of the night. Lakeshore led by as many as 7. Minute 20 to go in the half. Lakeshore the basketball down by 2. Bougie right side to Worsham. Jonathan bounces along the baseline to Clem. Back to Worsham, right wing. Fakes the three, looks to drive. He is denied by McDonald. Get it back up to Brower and Bender reset the offense. To Young, Jacoby in between the circles. Hash mark left side to Bushu. JJ to the free throw line. Jumper, good! JJ Bushu's got 6. We're tied at 16, under a minute to go in the half. Grant Pickard to walk it up over the timeline for the Mustangs. He's hounded by J.J. Bushu defensively. Loses it on the floor. Gets it back. Travels with it. And the turnover is going to give it back to Lakeshore. Going to that turnover to the defense of J.J. Bushu. Before Lakeshore inbound. Substitution. Smith Moore re-enters the lineup for the Mustangs. 43 seconds to go in the half. We're tied at 16 here in Portage. Bushu to walk it into the front court for the Lancers. To Jacoby Young, right wing to Clem. Dylan back to Bushu, left wing. Thought about a drive, it's denied. Get it to Jacoby Young. Young, nice pass down low to Brower, and he traveled with it. They say Jacoby Young traveled with it before the pass was let go, and the turnover is going to get back to Portage Central. 28 seconds to go in the half. We're tied at 16. Mustangs will inbound uncontested. Smith Moore to jog it down the right side for Central. Gets it into the offensive end with 20 seconds to go in the half. Smith dribbling out high, picked up by Worsham defensively. Works off a screen, brings it to the left wing. Toss it right side to Lido. He loses it out of bounds along the far sideline. And the turnover will give it back to Lakeshore with 9 seconds to go in the half. And on the dead ball, another substitution for Portage Central is Jake Drews will check back in. 9 seconds to go in the half. Tied at 16. Lakeshore to inbound in the backcourt along the far sideline. J.J. Bushu quickly up over the timeline. He's picked up by Pickard defensively. J.J. drives right side of the lane, lays it up. It's deflected. Clem the foul. That's no good. Rebound comes out to Portage Central, and that's going to do it for the second quarter. That's going to do it for the half. We're tied at 16. High school basketball on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. We will take a break. Score at the half. Lakeshore 16, Portage Central 16 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. We are ready for the third quarter here in Portage. Our score is Portage Central 16, Lakeshore 16, the boys' portion of our doubleheader here on WSJM Sports. And Lakeshore has the basketball on the alternate possession to begin the third quarter. Jacoby Young will get it to Dylan Clem. Dylan back to J.J. Bushu, left wing. Three-point jumper rattles out. No good. Portage Central the rebound, and Alex Bowman. Bowman into the offensive end. We'll get it to Young. He'll drive it now into the left wing. Pickard three-point jumper rolls out. No good. Bushu the defensive rebound for Lakeshore. J.J. dribbles away from traffic as he brings it to the top of the key. Down the lane. Scoops up a shot, and he got it. J.J. Bushu's got 8. 18-16 is the Lakeshore lead. Central with the basketball. Smith Moore, left side, he'll find Pickard to the top of the key to Bowman, right side to Young. Now Luke Lido, top of the key, goes back left side to Smith Moore. Moore wants to dribble away from traffic. He leaves it off for Bowman. He'll give and go now to Bowman, drive it in from the right side, lay it up, no good, but he's fouled with a shot. They went from Bowman to Pickard, back to Bowman. And Bowman will be at the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Grant Riddell, the foul for Lakeshore. His second, team's first. Alex Bowman at the line to shoot 2 for Central. First one is off the back of the rim, no good. One more coming up for the senior. Lakeshore's biggest lead's been 7. Portage Central's led by as many as 2. And Alex Bowman looking to make it a one-point ball game if he can hit this free throw. Just underway here in the third quarter. A little more than a minute gone. Free throw is good. Lakeshore the one-point lead in the basketball. 18-17 our score. To the winner goes first place in the Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference West Division. Both teams coming in 4-0 in division play on the season. Lakeshore 10-0, Central 9-0. Dylan Clem, shot down low, is lost out of bounds off of, well, they say knocked out by Portage Central. It's going to stay with Lakeshore. J.J. Bushu to toss it in for the Lancers. Comes out high to Riddell. Grant near the midcourt circle. Leaves it back off for Bushu, and J.J. set up the offense from there. Dribbles now in between the circles. Leaves it off for Ben Brower. Brower, top of the key. Jacoby Young thinking about a three. Instead, left side will go to Riddell. Top of the key. Bushu for three. Rattles out. No good. Lito with a rebound. Tipped away by Jacoby Young. And it's picked up by Portage Central. Young will get it to Lito. Left side to Moore. Smith drives the lane. Now he goes right side. Three-point jumper is good for Grant Pickard. His first three of the night. He's got 5. 20-18, Central up by 2 with the basketball. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter on WSJM Sports. Clem give and go to Jacoby Young, lays it up. In and out, he missed the dunk, and the loose ball is picked up by Central. Leave it off for Smith Moore. Moore, left side, Young, three-pointer is off the front of the rim, no good. Grant Riddell, the defensive rebound for the Lancers. We'll get it to Bushu. J.J. sprints into the offensive end. Brings it to the left side of the lane. Penetration denied. We'll get it to Riddell. Now Young. Right side, here's Brower. Ben wants to bounce it down to the right side of the lane to Dylan Clem. He will. Clem tries the baseline one-on-one against Lito. Give and go to Jacoby Young. He'll lay it in. Jacoby's got 4 points. We're tied at 20. Under 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter here on WSJM Sports. Smith Moore out high. Leave it off for Lito. Shovel pass left side to Hunter Young. Top of the key, he comes to Bowman. Right side, back to Moore. He'll drive it in, and some body contact. It's going to be a block on Lakeshore. J.J. Bushu a block down low. His first personal foul. Team's second. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Siemens and Bridgman. Zilke Homes and Improvement. Central will inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. Pickard comes out to Moore. Smith looking right side. It's the left wing to Lito. Thought about a three-point jumper. Keeps the dribble. Now he looks left side. Shovel it to the top of the key to Alex Bowman. Bowman to Pickard. Grant to reset the offense. Lito one-on-one against Brower. Pass to the right side. Intercepted by Riddell. Grant quickly into the offensive end to Bushu. J.J. bounces the right side to Clem. Lays it up. No, but he's fouled on the shot. Dylan's going to go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Put a central foul. It's on Luke Lito. His first. Team's first. 4:41 to go. Third quarter. We're tied at 20. Dylan Clem at the line to shoot 2. Dylan 2 for 2 at the free throw line tonight. First one is good. Dylan had 10 points in the win over Lakeview the last time out. Gives him 3 points on the night. In between the free throws, substitution for Portage Central. Ryan Dork will check in for Coach Ray Robinson and the Mustangs. Second free throw for Dylan. Off the back of the rim, and it rattles out. Loose ball rebound picked up by Central. Lito down the right side will get it to Moore. Smith dribbling in the right wing. Goes left side to Pickard. Grant looking right wing as he finds Dorf. To Lito left side. One-on-one against Brower. Finds Young in the right wing. Now back to Moore, top of the key. Man-to-man here for Lakeshore. Portage Central not able to find anything into the paint. So Lito left side. Three-point jumper is good. Luke Lito is second three-pointer of the night. He's got 6. 23-21. Portage Central back up by 2. Lakeshore the basketball halfway through the third quarter here in Portage. Right side, here's Riddell near the hash mark. Top of the key, Clem. Dylan looking left side. He's going to hand it off to Bushu at the top of the key. One-on-one against Smith Moore. J.J. with the dribble, backs it out near the midcourt circle. He works off a screen, brings it right side, finds an opening, lays it up right side before the shot. A whistle and a foul on Central. It'll be Lakeshore basketball underneath. And Mustang foul is on Smith Moore. For Smith, his first. Second on the Central Mustangs in the half. Bushu to toss it in. JJ to the right of the Lakeshore basket will come out to Riddell, and Grant will leave it back off for JJ as Bushu resets the offense from the right wing, dribbles it in between the circles. Back to the right wing, step up three, rattles out, no good. Ben Brower the rebound, put back up, got it, and a foul. Big offensive foul by Benji Brower, and he's at the line looking to complete the three-point play. Smith Moore, the foul on Central, his second, team's third. Ben Brower goes to the line looking to complete the three-point play. Benji's first trip to the line tonight. And the free throw is in and out, no good. Loose ball rebound, Jacoby Young to Dylan Clem. Lakeshore in possession to Brower. Benji goes right side to Young, top of the key, Bushu. JJ will back it out high. As the Lancers reset the offense, they get the offensive call from Coach Sean Schrader. 3:15 to go, third quarter, tied at 23. Lakeshore the basketball. Brower along the baseline right side to Riddell. Grant goes right side to Young. Explosive move along the baseline. Loses along the baseline. And we may have a bumping foul on Central. Going to be a block along the baseline. And it's on Smith Moore. And Smith quickly picks up his third personal foul. Team's fourth on the dead ball. Jonathan Worsham will check in for Lakeshore. And checking in for Central, Zach McDonald. And Justin Wright will also re-enter the lineup for the Mustangs. Lakeshore to inbound along the baseline and the offensive end. We're tied at 23, 3:04 to go, third quarter here in Portage. Jacoby Young will get it to Jonathan Worsham. Worsham leaves it off for Bushu in the high right wing. JJ one-on-one against Grant Pickhart to the top of the key. Wants to drive right side of the lane. He's denied. Left side to Worsham. Left side of the lane to Clem. Dillon will drive it in, lay it up. It's deflected. Loose ball picked up by Grant Pickhart. Into the offensive end. Young drives it right side. He'll lay it up. And no, but a foul on the shot. Pickard's got to go to the line to shoot two. Lakeshore foul is on Jonathan Worsham. Jonathan, his first. That's the team's third. Hunter Young at the line to shoot two for Portage Central. He's got 8 points on the night. First free throw is good. One more coming up for Hunter. First chance we get, we'll go back to our studios for a scoreboard update from Nathaniel Bauer. 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. And Central regains the lead with that free throw, 24-23. Hunter's second free throw. He's got 9 points on the night, looking to become the first Mustang in double figures, and he does with the second free throw. High school basketball on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Insurance Management Service and Gateway Services. 25-23, Central the lead, Lakeshore the basketball. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bushu one-on-one right wing against Zach McDonald. Get it to Young, top of the key, to Clem right wing. Dillon back left side to Bushu, to Worsham left side, wants to drive, he's denied, get it to Young, bounce it to Brower in the paint, he's called for a charge. Holding defensive position was Grant Pickhart for Central. Ben Brower his first foul, fourth on Lakeshore. 2:13 to go in third quarter, 25-23, Portage Central the lead and the basketball. Right side, Pickhart, leave it for Wright. Three-point jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Worsham the rebound for Lakeshore to Bushu. JJ quickly up the middle to the top of the key. Can't drive any further. Leave it off for Young. Jacoby right side to Brower. Ben, top of the key to Worsham. Jonathan looking left side for Bushu, standing in front of his head coach, Sean Schrader, along the near sideline. JJ drives it in from there, lays it up, no good, but he's fouled on the shot. Bushu's going to go to the line. Before he does, we go back to our studios. Nathaniel Bauer's got a scoreboard update for us. 1,000.
Boys at the half, New Buffalo leads Countryside Academy 27-14. And after three, Marcellus leads our player 52-34. Bill?
Right, minute 41 to go in the third quarter here. Portage Central 25, Lakeshore 23. And on the dead ball, substitution for Lakeshore, Ben Anderson will check in for the first time tonight. Get it down low to Bushu. JJ in the box left side lays it up and good. Bushu's got 10. We're tied at 25. Minute and a half to play in the third quarter. Justin Wright down the left sideline for the Mustangs. Leaves it off for Hunter Young. One-on-one against Bushu. Young to the left wing. Three-point jumper. Good! Hunter Young. 13 points on the night. 28-25. Portage Central, their biggest lead of the night. Lakeshore's led by as many as 7. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Here's Dylan Clem. Box right side. Into the paint. Follow-away jumper. No, but he's fouled on the way up. Ryan Dorf got him on the arm. That'll be Ryan's second and the team's sixth. So Dylan Clem's going to go back to the free throw line. Dylan is 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. 56 seconds to go in the third quarter. Northern leads it 28-25. Dylan's first free throw off the front of the rim, no good. One more coming up for the 6'3 senior. Coming up tomorrow afternoon, Michigan Wolverine basketball. Wolverines taking on Rutgers. We've got the coverage at 4. Second free throw for Dylan is good. And then tomorrow night, more boys high school basketball. Benton Howard takes on Ypsilanti Lincoln in Grand Rapids at 8:15 live on WSJM Sports. And then Sunday, it's Super Bowl 54, Kansas City and San Francisco. Kickoff at 6:30. Coverage begins at 2, all here on WSJM Sports. Corner right side, three-point jumper. Zach McDonald for the Mustangs, no. Loose ball rebound comes to the Mustangs. And put back up, no, but a foul underneath on Lakeshore. Lance, your foul is going to be on J.J. Bushu. J.J. with his second, team's fifth. The foul's going to send Justin Wright to the free throw line. No, I take that back. That's going to be Hunter Young at the free throw line. Hunter's 2 of 2 from the stripe. First one rattles around and in. Put a little body English lean at the free throw line to help that one along. 29-26, the Central lead. One more free throw coming up for Young. 39 seconds to go, third quarter. Hunter's second free throw is good. After the made free throw, substitution, Ryan Dorf will check in for Hunter Young and the Mustangs. 4-point Central lead, Lakeshore the basketball. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Bushu inside the midcourt circle. Dribbles it to the right side, one-on-one against Wright. Get it, top of the key to Brower. Benji tosses the left side for Anderson. And will dribble away from traffic. He's picked up by Justin Wright defensively. Tosses it right side for Worsham. Jonathan wants to drive. He's denied. Get it back to Brower at the top of the key. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Benji, left side to Bushu. JJ, he'll toss it right side. And then a foul on Portage Central. A blocking foul on the Mustangs. It's on Justin Wright, his second. Team's seventh. In the bonus situation, so JJ Bushu goes to the line to shoot 1-1 for the Lancers. First trip to the line tonight for JJ. First one is good. He'll get the bonus. 11 points for JJ. He had 10 in the win over Lakeview the other night. Looking to pull Lakeshore to within 2 if he can hit this one. And it's off the back of the rim. No. Lito with the rebound for Central. Outlet to Pickhart right side. Deep 3 at the buzzer. No good. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. Take a break. We played 3 in Portage. Our score, Portage Central 30, Lakeshore 27 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
You're here. Thank goodness. I'm ready to feel at ease, as you guys say.
Of course. We appreciate you calling us for your annual furnace tune-up.
I was also wondering, while you're here, if you might be able to check out this leak that I have in my basement?
Well, we don't do plumbing. We focus on heating and air conditioning.
Oh, could you just, like, install this new ceiling fan at least?
At McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning, we could be mediocre at multiple things, or an expert at one. We prefer to be experts.
Feel at ease with McGee's.
It's a glorious day in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Auto Group. Store in beautiful downtown Dowagiac, beautiful downtown Bridgman, and the home store in Benton Harbor. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles on the lot, ready to go. Fully Carfax, fully warranted, fully serviced. And we always sell the best for less. So stop on down today, pick out what you like, and we'll take care of the rest. We'll have you rolling down the road. Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Phil McDonald back in Portage Central High School. One more quarter to play in this one, and it's a good one. It's Portage Central 30, Lakeshore 27. Both teams undefeated on the season and in the division. Lakeshore 10-0 in the on the season, 4-0 in the division. Portage Central 9-0 in the season, 4-0 in the division. Alternate possession belongs to the Mustangs to begin this fourth quarter. Lakeshore being paced by J.J. Bushu. He's got 11. Hunter Young leading Portage Central with 15. And Hunter's got the basketball in the high left wing, picked up by Jacoby Young for Lakeshore. Top of the key, here's Lido. One-on-one against Brower. Luke will go right side to Pickhart. Grant tries to drive it into the lane, and he's called for a charge. Dylan Clem took the body contact. Grant Pickhart picks up his second personal. And the team's eighth player control foul, so it'll be Lakeshore basketball underneath. High school basketball on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Right side, Ben Brower. Top of the key, Jacoby Young. Now to Ben Anderson. Now back to Young down low. Jacoby dribbles away from traffic. Comes back out to Bushu and JJ to reset the offense. Bushu to the top of the key. Goes to Anderson, right wing. Three-point jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound comes out to Central. Stolen back by Anderson. He gets it to Young. Jacoby, shovel pass down low to Clem. Follow-away jumper. No, but a foul on the shot. Dylan's going to go to the line to shoot two. And the foul underneath is on Luke Lido, his second, team's ninth. Dylan Clem at the line to shoot two, and his first one is good. Dylan, 5 points off the free throw line. In between the free throws, Alex Bowman re-enters the lineup for Portage Central along with Smith Moore. Second free throw for Clem is good. Dylan's got 6 points. It's a one-point Portage Central lead. Mustangs the basketball. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter here in Portage. Moore will go right side. Lido, three-point jumper, rolls off the back of the rim. No good. Jacoby Young, the rebound for Lakeshore, will get it to Bushu. JJ, right side to Anderson. Bounces the right side of the lane to Clem. Dylan, give and go to Brower. Benji will lay it up and good. Ben Brower's got 8 points. Lakeshore retakes the lead, 31-30, coming up on 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Smith Moore to the right side for Central in the high right wing. Has it now in front of the Central bench as he keeps the dribble, directing traffic. He's going to leave it off for Hunter Young. Hunter now brings it back out near the midcourt circle, one-on-one against Jacoby Young. He'll go left side for Moore. Smith tries the baseline. He's denied, but he will bounce it right side to Young. Into the right wing, Pickard for three, rattles out, no good. JJ Boucher, the defensive rebound for the Lancers. JJ right side to Brower, then comes back to JJ at the top of the key. Under 6 minutes to go in the game. Lakeshore the basketball down by one. Here's Clem, tipped away, gets it back, and he steps out of bounds, and the turnover is going to give it back to Central. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Advanced Import Repair and Pizza Hut. Portage Central to inbound along the baseline in the backcourt. Uncontested as Lakeshore's back into their half-court defense. The Mustangs lead it. I take that back. The Lancers lead it by one. 31-30. Under 6 minutes to go. Into the corner right side. Here's Bowman. Comes out to Smith. Moore. Goes back right side. Bowman in front of the Central bench. Toledo looks to drive the lane. Running jumper's good. Luke Lido's got 8 points. Portage Central back up by one, 32-31. Bushu, left side, Anderson, left side of the lane to Clem. Dillon in the paint, spins, will lay it up. No, but he's fouled in the shot. Dillon, Clem's going to go to the line to shoot two. And the foul on Central is on Alex Bowman, his second, team's 10th. So Lakeshore is shooting two the rest of the night in the double bonus. Lakeshore just with five fouls on the half. Dillon's first free throw rattles out, no good. One more coming up. Substitution for the Mustangs as Ryan Dorf will re-enter the lineup. Alex Bowman will check out. The official talking about something with Central's Luke Lito before he gives the basketball back to Dillon Clem. Dillon's second free throw off the back of the rim, no. Lito the rebound. Portage Central up by one with the basketball. 5:15 to go in the game. Pickard in between the circles. We get it to Lito. Luke to the left wing. Leaves it off for Moore. Smith back into the right wing to Dorf. White side to Pickard. Drives it in. Stops, pops. Lays it up. No. And it's lost out of bounds. Off the shot. It's going to go to Lakeshore. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. Central is up by one. Lakeshore the basketball. It's 32-31. J.J. Bushu to walk up over the timeline. Gives it to Ben Anderson. Ben goes left side to Bushu. J.J. travels with it, making his way toward the lane. And the turnover is going to give it back to Central. Tomorrow morning, Brett Witkowski and I will be talking girls basketball with our area coaches at Henry's Hamburgers on M139 in Benton Harbor. Love to have you join us for breakfast. Try one of the amazing breakfast sandwiches at Henry's. If not, join us on air, on the app, or online, 8 till 10. The coaches from Henry's Hamburgers tomorrow morning on WSJM Sports. We're going to have a timeout for Portage Central. We're going to step aside. 4.5 minutes to play. Portage Central 32, Lakeshore 31 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports in the WSJM Sports app.
When your ride is repaired at AIR, Advanced Import Repair, it's not the work of some kid still learning to turn a wrench. It's in the skillful hands of owner John Van Landingham. And that's important because John has earned advanced master level certifications. So whether it's an oil change or a major repair, you can breathe easy with AIR. Specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, and Mazda, but every make and model's welcome. Breathe easy with AIR, Advanced Import Repair. M139, Benton Harbor.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy, Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the Portage Central timeout, 4.5 minutes to play in this one. It's Portage Central 32, Lakeshore 31. Lakeshore is led by as many as 7 back in the first half. Portage Central is led by as many as 4 here in the second half. Central the basketball coming out of the timeout. Left wing, Grant Pickard, picked up by J.J. Bushu. Right side to Lito. Get it into the corner right side to Ryan Dorf. Dribbles away from traffic. He's picked up by Clem defensively. Top of the key comes to Moore. Smith looks to drive. Set into the right wing. Three-point jumper. Dorf no good. And the rebound, Jacoby Young for Lakeshore. Lynch is looking to regain the lead. Bushu quickly into the offensive end to Brower. Back to Bushu. Hash mark left side. Top of the key, Young. Right side, Anderson. Ben, free throw line to Brower. Benji brings it back out high, leaves it off for Anderson. Under 4 minutes to go in the game. Lakeshore the basketball down by one. Bushu left side in front of the Lakeshore bench. Brings it to the top of the key. Right wing Young, right side. It goes to Brower. Benji comes back out to Ben Anderson. Anderson one-on-one against Pickard. Leave it off for Bushu, hash mark left side. Right in front of his head coach, Sean Schrader, drives it in. Into the right wing, Brower. Into the corner right side, here's Jacoby Young. Back out to Brower. Nice defense by Portage Central as the Mustang fans applaud. Now a nice feed down low to Brower. Looks to lay it up, no, but he's fouled on the shot. Lakeshore, nice patience offensively. Found that opening. Didn't get the bucket, but he'll be out the line. set for foul. Is on Hunter Young, his first. Sends Ben Brower to the free throw line to shoot two. Ben 0 for 1 from the free throw line. He's got 8 points. First free throw off the back of the rim, no good. One more coming up for the 6'4 senior. High school basketball brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Second free throw for Benji. Bounces off the front of the rim and down. Ben's got 9 points. Tied at 32. 3:15 to play. Foul away from the ball. We're going to have a push on J.J. Bushi, left side of the lane. J.J. with his third personal. Team's sixth. For a central inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. Goes to Lito. His pass intercepted by J.J. Bushu. Here come the Lancers. We're tied at 32. Right side Young. Jacoby drives it in. Now dishes it off left side. Brower for three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Young the offensive rebound for Lakeshore. He'll get it to Bushu. J.J. near the corner right side. Will dribble it back out high. Reset the offense. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. We're tied at 32. Brower from the left side. Brings it to the top of the key. Now we'll leave it off for Anderson in the right wing. Ben thinking about a three. Instead, he'll go to Bushu left side. Far along the left side to Brower. Right wing to Young. Now back to Bushu. 2:40 to go in regulation. Tied at 32. Bushu dribbling in the high right wing to Anderson. Ben's going to be picked up defensively by Pickard. Top of the key, Young, left side of the lane to Clem. Dillon spins, lays it up. No, but he's fouled, and he's going back to the free throw line. And the central foul is on Grant Pickard. That's his third. Dillon Clem going back to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lancers. We're tied at 32. 2:23 to play. Dillon's first. Off the front of the rim, no good. One more coming up. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Harding's Friendly Markets and Campbell Ford, Lincoln Saline. Second free throw for Dillon is good. Lakeshore back up by one, 33-32, 2:20 to play. Boarded central the basketball. Pickard to walk it up over the timeline to Moore. Smith near the hash mark left side. He'll look to drive from there, leave it off to the top of the key to Bowman. Bowman to Pickard to the free throw line. Back to Bowman, right side, leans in, lays it up, rolls out. No good. The follow is good for Grant Pickard. He's got 7. Bushu quickly into the offensive end. Right side, Anderson for 3. Rattles in and out. No good. Battle for the rebound. Out of bounds off Lakeshore and goes to Central. Minute 51 to play. Central up by one, and the Mustangs to inbound along the baseline of the backcourt. Smith Moore to walk it up over the timeline. Looks over to his head coach, Ray Robinson, see what he wants the Mustangs to do. Moore from the right wing. Corner right side to Lito. Drives baseline, lays it up. Got it! Lito's got 10. Bushu into the offensive end for Lakeshore. Penetration denied at the free throw line. Get it to Brower, right side of the lane to Clem. Dillon, give and go down low to Brower. Ben will lay it up, and in and out, no good. Lito the rebound. Luke quickly into the offensive end. Splits a couple of defenders. He'll lay it up, no, but a foul on the shot. Going to send Lito to the line to shoot two. Lancer foul is on Jacoby Young, his second. Team's 7th. 3-point Central lead. Minute 14 to play. Luke Lito at the line to shoot two for Central. His first trip to the line tonight. First free throw is good. One more coming up for Lito. Coming in averaging just under 16 points a ball game. He's now got 11. One more free throw coming up. And it is good. And we'll have a timeout. Lakeshore will step aside. Minute 14 to play. Portage Central 38, Lakeshore 33. On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Ross Fisher from City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
If you don't have a mechanical contractor doing maintenance, you're kind of at a risk every day if something's going to break.
As a Link contractor, City has a proprietary system for designing customized maintenance plans to save your business, organization, or school money. Call the crew in blue at City today. A Rheem Pro partner. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call the crew in blue. Keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Got a good one down the stretch here in Portage. Before we come out of the timeout, we go back to our studios. Nathaniel Bauer's got a scoreboard update for us. Nathaniel.
Girls final, Martin beats Paloma 45-36. And boys after three, St. Joe leads Portage Northern 29-28. Bill?
All right, Nathaniel here. We've got a minute 14 to go in regulation in Portage. It's Portage Central 38, Lakeshore 33. This 5-point advantage for the Mustangs, their largest of the night. After the timeout, Lakeshore will inbound along the baseline in the backcourt. J.J. Bushu jogging right side. Leave it off for Young. Jacoby up over the timeline. Jonathan Worsham back to Young. Deep right wing to Bushu as he directs traffic from there. Down to a minute to go in the game. Worsham, top of the key to Young. Right side, Brower. Corner right side. The pass is knocked out of bounds off Central. It's going to stay with Lakeshore. The Lancers will inbound along the far sideline of the offensive end. Jacoby Young to toss it in. 57 seconds to go, and Central up by five. Jacoby will toss it out to Bushu. J.J. in between the circles. Goes left side to Brower. To Young. Now Worsham in the right wing. Jonathan, corner right side to Bushu. J.J. dribbles away from traffic. 45 seconds to go in the game. We'll have another timeout. Lakeshore. We'll step aside. 44 seconds to go. Portage Central 38. Lakeshore 33 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
The old year is closed out and in the rearview mirror. The new year is here, and so is a mammoth selection of pre-owned vehicles at Siemens in Bridgeman. Siemens acquired more one-owner accident-free trade-ins at the end of last year than usual, so their selection and even brands on hand are better than ever, like BMW, Lexus, Porsche, Corvette, and Jaguar. And, of course, plenty of Ford and Chrysler certified pre-owned vehicles. Shop the best used inventory in their history at Siemens in Bridgeman today. You might be really glad you did.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
44 seconds to go here in Portage. Our score, Portage Central 35, Lakeshore 33. We go back to our studios. Nathaniel Bauer's got another scoreboard update for us. Nathaniel.
Boys final, Portage Northern beat St. Joe 43-35. Bill?
All right, here, 44 seconds to play. Portage Central 38, Lakeshore 33 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. J.G. Bushu drives the right side of the lane, get it to Jonathan Worsham, right side for three. No, Brower, the follow is good. Ben Brower, he's got 11 points. It's a three-point Central lead, 30 seconds to go. Into the offensive end, all alone is Alex Bowman. He'll lay it up and good. 5-point Central lead, 19 seconds to go. Left side, Worsham, three-pointer off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound Central, and we've got a foul on Lakeshore. And the Lancer foul. It's on Ben Brower. Benji is second. Team's eight. 5-point Central lead. With 12 seconds to go in the game, Luke Lito at the line to shoot 1-1 for Central. Big free throws here. Two possession ball game with 12 seconds to go. First free throw is good for Lito. That should seal it. Official pointing over to the Portage Central bench before he gives the ball back to Luke. Whatever he was worried about, he's set. Luke Lito, second free throw, is around and out, no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. Jacoby Young went up for it. He was fouled underneath on a push. And that's on Grant Pickard, his fourth. Going to go to the other end. Lakeshore is going to shoot. 1-1. No, take that back. They're in the double bonus. Big free throws here for Jacoby Young with 11 and a half seconds to play. Jacoby, 4 points on the night. His first trip to the free throw line. First one off the back of the rim. No. One more coming up for Jacoby. Winner of this one has sole possession of first place in the Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference West Division, with one more showdown between these two coming up later in the season at Lakeshore. Young's second free throw, no. Gets his own rebound. Letitia left side, Bushu, JJ, off-balance three-point jumper is off the mark, no good. Rebound, loose on the floor, picked up by Central, and that's going to do it. Portage Central is going to run the clock out, and the Mustangs remain undefeated. And listen to this crowd here in Portage. They love what they've seen from the Mustangs tonight as they knock off Lakeshore, handing the Lancers their first loss of the season. We'll take a break. We'll come back and start to wrap things up. Final score from Portage. Portage Central 41, Lakeshore 35 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Hi, I'm Dawn. I'm a skills trainer with Gateway Services. A lot of our clients all have the same hopes and dreams and fears that everyone else has. They just need support to overcome those different obstacles that they might have. I think the moment that I realized that I loved this job probably came the first time a client thanked me for helping them. I guess it's just the feeling of joy that it brings me, myself, to see them succeed at so many different things.
Learn more at gatewayvro.com.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you tried the new Harding's To Go feature yet? Go to Harding's.com, click the link, and do your grocery shopping online. You can even customize your pickup time complete with curbside service.
This week's specials, bone-in New York strip steak, $5.99 a pound, DiGiorno pizza, $3.99, 15-ounce Hormel chili, 2 for $3, and 19-ounce Johnsonville brats, $3.99.
Get in, get out, get home.
...106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Final score from Portage Central in this Western Division showdown of the Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference. Portage Central survives to post a 41-35 win over Lakeshore here tonight. The earlier game tonight won by Portage Central in the girls' portion of the doubleheader, 57-27, so Central earns the doubleheader sweep here tonight. It was a close one throughout. Lakeshore's biggest lead was in the first half. They led by as many as seven. Portage Central, their biggest lead is the final margin at 6 points. Lakeshore led 8-3 at the end of the first quarter of play. Portage Central came back to tie it at 16 at halftime. And then the Mustangs took a three-point lead after the third quarter, 30-27, and they win it here by six. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up as we take a look at the final stats. Our final score is Portage Central 41, Lakeshore 35 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.